This is Bob Wynn with a view from here. Well, I have to admit it. Over the past few months, not much good news has occurred here in the Klamath Basin. It just seemed like every day there was another problem or a situation, and, of course, the water issue hung over top of everything every single day. You could almost sense the trepidation in people wondering when the next shoe was going to fall and when the next problem or issue would occur. I know it felt like that on occasion, and it certainly wasn't a pleasant feeling for me. But my, how things can change in just one short week. First, the announcement that Kingsley Field will now become home to some of the most advanced fighter jets in the United States. We were excited about the F-15X planes coming to the basin, but with these new state-of-the-art aircraft, we are simply overjoyed. With this change, it appears the future of Kingsley Field is more than secure. With over 300 days of sunshine and low air traffic and, of course, a military operating area east toward Lakeview, Kingsley Field is just a perfect airport for these new jets to train in. Throw in a control tower and one of the longest runways in Oregon, and there you have it. Hats off to our elected officials who work so hard to make this change happen. The future of Kingsley Field looks great. Next, CityFest. If you were one of the thousands that attended CityFest this past weekend, you know how great that event really was. To see our diverse community come together to stage CityFest was truly heartwarming. Plenty of entertainment was available, and free, I might add, but also a strong message of hope and prayer was put forth and welcomed by our community. It just goes to show you that when our town rallies together, great things can and do get achieved. The amount of volunteers and the sheer volunteer hours that were donated to make CityFest work and be the success it was shows that we can and must work together harder than ever in the future. Of course, it doesn't hurt that summer appears to finally be knocking at the door and will be a welcome relief from the cold, wet, dreary winter and spring that we've had here in the basin this past year. Nope, too often we see our community divided by this issue or that project or whatever, and it really needs to stop. The people of the Klamath Basin are not only self-sufficient, but they can and will band together to make this Klamath Basin a better place to live. And that is really great. So, once again, hats off to everyone who made these events happen this past week and this past weekend. And my idea? Let's just keep it going in the years ahead. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from here.